Listen, the copy says if your dog could talk, this is the thing. Monty be talking.
Hello.
All right. Your dog communicates to you. You know when you've had your dog or your puppy for a long time, you start getting those cues as to what they like and what they don't like. And what I'm trying to say is that when you see their excitement and their grin and their smile at you and you just know they're communicating, Mama, I like this, that this is going to be Ollie. Okay, every single time it's going to be Ollie. Why? Why is your dog going to like Ollie? Because it's clean. It's fresh nutrition in 5 drool-worthy flavors, even for the pickiest eaters. Made in U.S. kitchen with the highest quality human-grade ingredients. Ollie Pet contains no fillers, no preservatives, just real food. And here's the thing, healthier food means a happier pup. Shinier coats, more energy, better poops, and more excitement at mealtime. And your dog will say these things to you. You just gotta listen, all right? Just open your ears, open your eyes. You will give your dog this Ollie Pet, and all of a sudden you will see them communicating to you, I really like this, I want you to keep getting it, okay? All you're gonna do is take a 30-second quiz and they'll create a customized meal plan based on your pup's weight, activity level, and health info. Listen to me, black people. Listen to me. You can't just give your dog whatever you want that you want them to have. There actually is like prescribed amounts of food they should have based on their weight. Y'all didn't know that. Y'all just be doing what you want. That's why you need this. So it takes that guesswork out for you, okay? You don't want an overweight dog that leads to health problems, all right? So get your welcome kit for any first-timers. Ollie will send out your pup's first box with 2 weeks' worth of meals, free storage containers for mess-free serving, and a guide of how to gradually switch them over to their new diet. All right. Ollie offers 3 meal plans to choose from, so you can choose between full fresh topper or a meal mixed or a mixed plan with freshly baked recipes for your special fur baby. They have treats and supplements. Ollie is one of a kind, just like your pup. Ollie is the only fresh dog food that comes with unlimited routine health screening, so you can get your pup on track to live their healthiest, happiest life. Dogs deserve the best. That means fresh, healthy food. Head to Ollie.com/GJ. Tell them about your dog and use code GJ to get 60% off your welcome kit when you subscribe today. Plus, they offer a happiness guarantee on the first box. So if you're not completely satisfied, you'll get your money back. That's Ollie, OLLIE.com/GJ, and enter code GJ to get 60% off your first box.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Gin and Juice podcast. I am Melissa.
And I am Mayo.
And on this podcast, we talk a little bit about everything and absolutely nothing at all. And I just want to say, Brenda, I see your comment. We appreciate you being a studious, A+, overachiever student, doing your homework and watching The Perfect Match.
We need to do... on the Patreon, we need to send, if we're going to talk about something, we send do, it ahead of time to tell y'all to watch.
We can give you access to it so you can send it, because okay. You be watching the shows.
I do, and I want y'all to be ready.
However, when Sister Wives, the man version,
yes,
we finna watch that.
Amen.
Okay.
I'm down.
I mean, yes, it's the man version. It's brother-husband.
Brother-husband. Yeah. Yes, I'm in.
Okay, we finna just already know. I don't know when it starts, though, but I feel like it's in March.
Okay.
Or maybe April. It's coming up. It's either this month or next month. Either way.
I didn't put everybody I've met onto Prison Bays. What's the show called?
Oh, yes. Isn't it fantastic?
Love it. After Lockup.
Oh, a new episode aired yesterday, didn't it?
Girl. Oh, I haven't watched.
Oh, I didn't watch it either.
Everyone I've come in contact with, I've been like, so listen.
It's so great.
Here's a show you should watch.
It's so good. It is. So I feel like I'm a little bit behind, though. I may have missed 1 or 2 episodes.
Oh, I'm still on catch up part.
Oh, I didn't go back.
Okay.
I only started from... Whatever. When I started, yeah, okay. Coming forward. All right, so we like to start off with a little segment that we call Long Story Short, where we talk about, you know, some of the things that happened over the course of the week. I'll go first, because Mel had a far more exciting week than I did. We celebrated our 10-year Caliversary.
10 years.
Almost to the day that we finally moved into the house that we own. In LA.
Y'all house.
Yes.
10 years. That's so crazy that it lined up.
I know.
To that. That's
like
amazing.
Literally his lease was like, we technically moved in March 1st. Yeah. Because that's when his lease, his lease was up February 28th. So technically we got the keys March 1st.
And that's when y'all took that picture in front of your house and left.
March 1st, 2013.
How long was the drive? You remember? Y'all drove here.
Yeah, we did. We did it over the course of a day and a half, I want to say. Yeah, we did like that full day and then like most of the next day.
That's amazing.
Yeah, so I'm very, very, very excited. I have been in full on, y'all know I'm a fake interior designer.
Amen.
There's a lot of things I do bootleggy though. But we had the electrician come in.
Mm-hmm.
And
in the new house.
In the new house.
Oh, the one y'all own.
Yeah. Yes. And I did a lot. So this what happened. Okay. So
with the electrician, you did a lot?
I'm tell you. Okay. So we don't have a junction box or like a light fixture.
You talking like Greg. Okay,
we
on.
Don't have a mount for a light fixture.
Okay.
It's called a junction box
there you
in
go.
The living room.
Okay.
And in Isaiah's room. So okay. He was coming to basically price that out. I couldn't go to sleep the night before. I was just up trying to get ideas about how I want to decorate.
Excited.
I'm so excited. Like how I want things to decorate, how I want things to go. Chad, I got this vision. I mean, Raven Simone type vision.
Her name is Simone, yeah. But okay.
You
go right ahead.
About it. I saw that video on the TikTok.
Say it correctly, but okay, yes.
I saw it on TikTok. So it was just like that. What's the show though? Where she gets the visions.
Talk
on
about
Disney.
Raven. Jesus, Raven things.
That's so Raven.
That's so Raven.
Thank you. That's so Raven. It was just like that, okay? So we, in the house, there is basically, when you walk in, there's a free space, basically going
I haven't
up to
even
the
been there, by the way. I'm going
oh,
today.
Oh, you have to. Okay.
I'm coming to your house.
So it
okay,
has
yes.
a open space up to the ceiling. Then it's a staircase. And okay. Then the other side goes up to the ceiling as well.
Okay.
I said, what if I did twin chandeliers.
Ooh.
Right?
This sounds amazing.
Oh my gosh. So I was like, so sir, this is what I need you to do.
So sir.
This is what I need you to do. I need you to price it because it's high. It's not high like that. Like, you know, the real influencers be having like 20-foot ceiling. It ain't like that. Okay. Uh-huh. This house is smaller than the previous house, but I like it better. I'm not even gonna lie to y'all. I do. I like it so much better. The floor plan, the floors,
yeah,
like everything floors. About it, I like better.
Yeah.
So anyway, I'm gonna wait for the quote because that's gonna determine Hello? If I'm gonna do it or not. But because there has to be a crawl space up there, like an attic or whatever. Anyways, when I tell you, I'm excited.
Oh, I am too.
Oh my God!
Have you already picked out the chandelier?
I was just about to say no.
Okay.
Because all that happened was I had the Raven Simone Yates. Uh-huh.
Simone Yates.
Yeah.
Hey, girl.
Vision. Mm-hmm. And I said, this is what we need to do. And then I'm going to backtrack.
Yep.
Okay. And find and find the chandelier.
Okay.
But
got
I am.
Oh, that's exciting.
Pumped. Denima. We got Isaiah's room going. It's like Lakers inspired.
Yes.
And then Joe's room is going to be
Greg
soccer
said it looks
ball.
Good. He was like, Zay's room looks like a bachelor pad.
No. So the idea was to give them their first apartment in their mama's house.
Oh, I love it.
So his room is kind of like, he has like
Those
a little
vibes.
Seating area. Yeah, it's going to be super cute. I'm trying to document the whole thing uh-huh. so I can put like a little reel together.
Uh-huh.
But honestly, I really should have vlogged it.
Oh, yeah.
It would have been better as a vlog than uh-huh. a little Instagram real. Situation. So I'll figure that out. So very, very freaking excited about that.
Mm-hmm.
Just I'm really, really, really excited about that.
I can't
that.
Wait to see it.
Yeah, I'm dealing with the interior designer. She's actually in Alabama, so she's doing everything virtual. She's a black lady because I couldn't find a black one here in LA. Like I struggled a lot.
Not surprising.
And then I found this organizer who's phenomenal, but she also does interior design.
Oh, so she does both. That's
yes.
smart. That's
I was
really
like,
smart.
Girl. So she's been freaking fantastic. She's almost been like the boots on the ground while I'm working with her name's Barbara in Alabama.
Oh.
So when I found her though, she only had organizing on her profile. I didn't know she did interior design, but she's the plug. Because she does interior design as well, she knows all the general contractors.
Oh.
So I was like, this closet, I want to customize it.
And she knew.
And the guy was like, I can do it. I met the general contractor.
Oh, that's amazing.
Then there's another closet that's stupid and dumb. I don't know why houses don't have linen closets anymore.
Oh.
Why is that not a thing?
I don't own anything.
But your house now doesn't have a linen closet.
It has some linen cabinets.
Oh, I didn't know that. I haven't had a linen closet, I
Not
feel like,
closet.
Since I moved here. Matter of fact, I don't know if I had one in Washington. Anyway, there's a random closet that has no shelving. It's just a
something.
Blank space with the door.
So then you need to insert.
So I was like, sir, can you put some shelfings?
Oh, got it. Okay.
So I'm very excited.
I am too.
Yeah. See, she said, I want a linen closet. I don't have one. I don't know, y'all. It's so stupid.
It is. These houses, they don't be asking the people who are going to live in them what they should include. That's the reality. They do what they want, and then we're stuck. Like, well, actually, let me tell you what's useful and functional.
And it don't be
having a.
There is an insert in where for this is for the Patreon, the people that listen to the podcast. I moved this weekend to a new house because I see some of y'all like, I have no idea what they're talking about. Yeah. So I'm just talking about the plans for it. That's just so y'all can catch up. So in the master, there's this little insert.
In the primary.
You're right. Thank you very much. In the primary suite, there is this little insert that you would think would be for the bed.
Uh-huh.
But it's on this side of the wall. But then on this side of the wall is the TV jack.
Oh.
So that means the bed should go here?
Yeah.
So what you do with this?
Oh, yeah.
Dumb.
Don't make sense. They don't be asking people.
That's the kind of stupidness that I be hating.
Yes.
But I'm going to figure it out regardless.
Amen.
But still, we going to figure it out. So I'm just very excited.
Me too.
Yeah.
I can't wait to see it.
And that's my long story short.
Love. And, well, that's one of your long story shorts.
Oh, what was my other one?
Because... Oh, are you moving throwing things to...
Well, we can just lead into all of it if you want.
Okay. So Melissa and I had to take an unexpected trip this weekend.
Correct.
Or this week, rather. We left on Wednesday. And I also had plans to go visit friends over the weekend. So it ended up being a situation where I left on Wednesday morning.
Yes.
And came back late last night. And you know what happens?
Late last night means she means early this morning.
3 o'clock in the morning. You know what happens when you leave your family, including your husband and your children? They have to eat.
Yes.
And you know what's clutch? HelloFresh. Okay? So with HelloFresh, you get farm fresh, pre-portioned ingredients and seasonal recipes delivered right to your doorstep. Skip trips to the grocery store and count on HelloFresh to make home cooking easy, fun, and affordable. That's why it's America's number one meal kit. So, like I said, I literally left this week and left Greg and the girls. And thankfully, HelloFresh was there to make sure my family ate. You make mealtime easy with delicious recipes made with fresh, wholesome ingredients delivered to your door. No lines, no hassle, just great tasting meals you can whip up and enjoy in the comfort of your home. March is National Nutrition Month, for those of you who did not know, and HelloFresh makes it easy to choose delicious, dietitian-approved meals. Simply look for the dietitian win tag on their menu choices for meals under 700 calories and with 1/3 less sodium, which is also important because I wasn't home, and I don't know what Greg be putting in his food, okay? Sometimes it be bland, and sometimes it don't. It'd be too seasoned, okay? HelloFresh eliminates all of that guesswork. They just deliver it all to the door. So my kids, my husband, everyone was able to eat.
And they're still alive today.
And they're still alive today.
You're sponsoring Black families.
Listen, I am thankful. It was so clutch. Like, literally, I'm like, oh, I'm finna leave. Greg finna either feed them pizza or eggs.
Yeah.
Those are the only things he does. It's literally pizza or eggs for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Both those are the options. And McKinley just be like, okay, eggs this time, pizza. So yes, I'm really, really grateful and happy that HelloFresh was there to save the day. So go to HelloFresh.com/juice60 and use code juice60 for 60% off plus free shipping. That's HelloFresh.com/juice60.
Juice60.
And use code juice60 for 60% off plus free shipping. So now that we've talked about what happened in LA while we were gone, let's talk about what happened when we were gone.
So we, like we said, we took a very unexpected trip to Atlanta, and it was early in the morning. We were up very late the night before, and early in the morning, we had to get up and go. I overslept by about 15 minutes. Okay? About 15 minutes. But if you've ever taken a plane ride, you know that sometimes 15 minutes is the difference between getting on a plane
And not. And missing that flight.
Yes. And them 15 minutes was critical. You hear me? Because everything that could go wrong.
Went wrong,
and I barely made it. Okay? So we're going through. Okay, I only have a checked bag, or I really only have a carry-on bag because I know I'm coming back home. Yes. Mel has a carry because she's staying longer.
An extended trip.
So we're going through. Everything is fine. We go through security. My TSA pre-check is expired because I have global entry, but I didn't update my Delta profile with my Delta, with my new global entry TSA number. Yes. It had the old one that expired, that lapsed. So when I get to the line, the lady is like, when we're in line, I'm like, no, my TSA is not on here. That's weird because I bought the tickets on my profile. I don't understand why it's not on there, but oh well, because we're also clear. So she's like, okay, fine. Then she says to me, actually, you've been randomly selected to verify your identity. Yes. Oh my gosh. So I have to take out my ID. She has to scan it. It's early in the morning. The machine is tired, just like I'm tired. Amen. So it takes a little while for it to pull up. Then she has to scan the back. She scans the back. Then I have to answer three questions. Yeah. You know, literally one of them is like, which address did Melanie Goosby live in? Which address did you live in? What is your car? Like, these type of questions, okay?
So mind you, I have went through because my TSA works. So I am sitting on the other side of security, just like literally on the like floor waiting for Melissa to come through. I'm just like, eventually she's going to come. It's like,
she's like, should I go in the morning? Like, yes, go. One of us has to make it. Just
flight's at 5:30.
Yes.
This is literally like
4:45.
Yes.
Like legitimately.
Yes.
So I'm like, we do all the things. Okay. Then I put my stuff on the thing, which takes forever. Mm-hmm. So when I finally am able to put my stuff on the tray, this will happen. Okay. I am used to TSA clear. That's a power combination.
Yes.
Power combination, you don't have to take nothing off. You don't have to take nothing out.
Laptop stays in your bag.
Yes. Shoes stay on. So I'm chilling. So I go through the little X-ray machine thing with my shoes on and my hat on. And Mr. Man said, excuse me, ma'am, you have to take off your shoes. As he says this, you know, we love a good demonstration on the Gin and Juice podcast.
Yes.
As he says this, I see my tray on the conveyor belt. I toss my shoes just like this. When I tell you that man said, ma'am, ma'am, you can't do that, ma'am. And I literally Kanye shrugged him like,
it's done now.
I don't know what to do now, but now my shoes are inside. I have Crocs on. Now my shoes are inside of the tray.
Yes. Girl.
What do you want me to do? I can't grab them back?
Right.
You didn't ungrab them. So what are we supposed to do here? We just go look at each other. So I just went through security. Go through security. My tray comes out. Why is it only one shoe in there, though?
Wait. And so by this point, hold on. I have to give my perspective. At this point, I have boarded the flight. And I'm like, everything I'm doing, I'm doing I'm hesitantly.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm like, I don't really want to get on the plane, but I should get on the plane. But also, I don't want to. But Melissa, where are you? And so she's like, the TSA people are mad. I threw my shoe. And then the next text is, I can't find my other shoe. And I'm like, oh, sway. I'm like, if she could get here by like 5:20, we going to be all right. And so she's like, I don't know where my shoe was.
It comes out on the other side. Everything is there but one of my shoes. So now I have to humble myself because I just acted a donkey on the other side of this.
And now they got the upper hand because they got your shoe.
So I'm saying, excuse me, sir. Excuse me. Can you see if there's a pink Croc back there? Checking?
Oh my goodness.
If there's a pink Croc back there? So he goes, he grabs it. This is how he come out. Now I gotta take my other shoe off. Because my other shoe's over. So he comes around and he's doing this to my shoe. Sir, give me this piece of plastic.
Give me that shoe.
Give me this shoe so I can make this doggone flight.
Oh my gosh.
I get all my stuff, put my Crocs on. I literally thought about going with only one shoe, but the problem was I would have had one shoe
the whole time.
Yeah, I would have had to get another one. So then by this time, I'm like, I'm through. And I jet.
Okay, so before Liz had come through and I was going, I had legit flip-flops. The ones we showed y'all a while ago, those are the flip-flops I had. So I have my bags and I'm like skip running, okay? And the distance from security to the gate, I'm like, it's not bad, but it's like not close. So I'm like, Melissa, we are on the plane and you got to get here. So I text her. It was like 5:26.
No, literally, you guys.
And I'm like, or she's like, just got my stuff, I'm coming. And so I'm like, oh shoot, I'm trying to figure out how many minutes it's going to take her to get here. Literally 1 minute later, I'm not even exaggerating. 1 minute later.
5:30, 5:31.
5:30 to 5:31. By 5:31, she said.
On the jet bridge.
On the jet. And I was like, well, girl.
I'm on, 32, I'm on the plane.
I couldn't believe, I was like, did you fly here? How did you get here so quick? It took me at least 3 minutes.
It took
at
me too.
At least. Melissa was there in a single 6 minutes. I was like, okay, girl, you're on the plane. I didn't even, and then I'm just waiting to see her because I'm like, I know you say you're on the plane, but I don't see you yet. And we're in the back of the plane, so I need to see you.
Back.
I need to see your face. And then I finally seen her face and I was like, all right, I'm going to bed. I'm going to sleep.
I was the last person on the plane.
Were you?
Yes. I was the last. When I came through, the lady said, you must be Melissa.
Oh, my gosh.
You must be Melissa. She said, is someone else riding with you? I said, yes, my sister Melanie. She's already on the plane. She said, okay.
Child, I was stressed. That,
you know, as soon as that's when the beep, 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 the papers start printing.
Yes.
Done. Everybody's on here.
Shut the door. You know, when they shut the door, can't nobody else come on.
Yes.
And I was like, I just literally in my head, I'm like, if they try to shut the door, I'm going to be like, I have to get off. It's a medical emergency. And then as soon as you came back, I'm just kidding. I'm fine now.
I was literally
like, y'all finna be mad at me, but you're not finna leave her. And you came.
So that was my pop the trunk segment, but TSA wanted to pop the trunk on me.
They did, because you threw your shoes.
I mean, I tossed that thing so cold. I didn't care, though.
Child.
Oh, well, what was it going to do?
So, yes, that was the start of. So I had pre-planned. My bestie Tierra bought a house that I have mentioned before because I bought her a little gift. And so she had hit us up to say that she wanted to do a housewarming. So me and then our other college bestie, Dawn, who lives in Baltimore, we had all arranged for us to come this past weekend to come visit her. So we went out on Wednesday, and then we were in Atlanta. I went from Atlanta to North Carolina, where Tierra lives. It was, because I came early, our friend Dawn was like, well, I'm finna change my flight, because she was gonna come on Saturday when the housewarming was. So Dawn was like, I'm finna change my flight. We finna have girl time. And I'm like, yes, like, we need girl time. I get there on Thursday and, you know, it was great just catching up. I slept also to like get my bearings back together. But like we just had an amazing time. And then Friday comes and we had arranged for dinner because Dawn was supposed to come at like 8. So we had made dinner reservations at like 8:45, 9 o'clock, something like that. She ends up, because of weather, they end up playing her. So they delayed her and then they like diverted the plane and went to Myrtle Beach. She ends up she was supposed to get in at like literally 8:15. She gets in at 3:30 in the morning.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So we were like, okay, we're going to dinner.
Went to dinner anyway?
Yeah, me and Tierra, because we were at the airport when she was like, I'm circling, but they just said they're taking us to Myrtle Beach. And so we were like, we're literally downstairs. You're so close. So anyway, she ends up leaving. We end up going to dinner. We went to like a random karaoke bar. We just were like having a good night. And then.
And no stories. You got to tell Greg that there was no Tierra and Mel story.
He was like, Mel, do not get drunk. Do not get drunk. Whatever. And I met Tierra's boyfriend for the first time. He's Nigerian. And he was like, I just don't want you guys to get drunk. And I was like, you know the stories? He didn't even know the stories.
Oh, he didn't?
No.
So what made him say
I was like, you're so judgmental. Why would you be saying that we shouldn't get drunk? You don't even know how we are drunk.
Why didn't he? But what gave him that inclination?
He's a hater.
Hilarious.
That's the only thing. He's a hater. So he tells us not to get drunk, but whatever. I'm like, it's a housewarming at her house. Like,
we have to get drunk.
We're going to be drunk.
Yeah.
So anyway, Don eventually comes up, ends up making it. We stay up till like 6 o'clock in the morning, and it was just the best. I ended up setting up my camera because I just wanted to capture the like girl time.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Like there's moments where we are laying out on the floor laughing and then we just move a bunch of times and Tierra's in the bed laying down. It just was like, it brought me so much joy. So anyway, Tierra, because it was a housewarming, she wanted the theme to be like lit.
Okay.
Because of warming.
Oh, got it. Yes. I was like, I don't yes. get it. Okay,
so it was
I got
like
it.
Fire. So anyway, we ended up having.
I didn't know housewarming parties had themes.
Yeah, it was my first time too.
Okay,
yeah, it was right. a good. But people,
Black people
came.
We be so extra.
Listen, people came like on theme. It was really really.
Wait,
cute.
How do you come on theme of lit? People are wearing red.
A lot of people wore red. I wore an outfit that looked like flames. Yeah,
like a costume.
No, it was cute. I got a lot of compliments.
I need to see a picture.
I'm gonna show you.
Okay,
it was cute.
I'm confused.
No, it was phenomenal. A lot of people wore a lot of different things, but the point is, her boyfriend.
Your
is,
voice is gone. Were y'all
I was
yelling,
screaming? I
for what? But why though?
Because that's what you do
at a party, but at a housewarming party.
Yes,
I'm confused.
Girl.
Did y'all play games?
No, we screamed all the words.
To what?
For every song you can think of. But because they're Nigerian, this is the thing. Her boyfriend is Nigerian, and he has a community of Nigerians. So first of all, they had jollof rice, which was I've never had it before.
Oh, was it good?
So it was Nigerian jollof rice. I enjoyed it. He also brought some fish. He bought black pepper soup. My first time having that. Hot.
Oh, spicy.
I was not ready. And they played a lot of like... what is the music called? I can't think of it. But it was a lot of like Afrobeats.
Okay, I was like, is it Afrobeats you're going in?
So we were going between Afrobeats and Buy You a Drink.
Got it.
And then Afrobeats and like Renaissance.
Got it.
And so, and the girls there were like into, it was just amazing.
How many people showed up?
Oh my gosh, it was probably 40 people.
Oh, okay.
I was like, Tierra girl. And she was like, some of these people I don't know. But he has such a good
community
of like Nigerian friends, yeah. And they were all so sweet, and her mom came and her dad came,
Tierra's mom and
yeah,
dad,
yeah, and her aunt came and like blessed the house.
Aww.
It was so we did like a prayer. There was some white people there that she like used to work with, and they were like, that was a beautiful prayer.
Oh, I need a prayer over my house.
Oh my gosh,
I could call mama.
It was such a great time. Her mom, who...
Wait, so what do you do at a housewarming? I'm still confused.
Oh, so
I, the way you're describing it is giving me like bachelorette party.
No, it was a lot. It was mixed, right? It was okay. Like everybody. Her mama was. It was everybody was there.
Okay.
We literally. She had a fire pit in the back, so we
Ooh,
like
fun.
Did s'mores and stuff like that.
Oh,
we had.
Why
had,
didn't you put it on your stories?
You know how when I got here,
I meant in real time.
Oh no! Because I just kept recording stuff. It was so much. There was another girl we went to Spelman with. She was in town. It was just like so good. I'm like gonna do a reel, but
okay,
it was like.
It.
Such a great...
Yeah, I'm like, they had a house party. That's
was
what
a
I'm
house,
like, I'm
it
confused.
Was. It was. But her mom, so granted, we have now known each other for 17 years.
Dang, for real?
I know, it's been that long. So her mom is like, oh my gosh, and her dad, oh my gosh, Mel, like, I'm so good to see you. Her mom's like, listen, when you post pictures on Facebook of like you and Greg and the kids, I save those to my phone. And then when people ask me about my kids, I include you.
Oh.
I hope you don't mind. I was like, what? Sierra's like, I can't believe she told you that. She really be like, oh, you want to see my grandkids? And she'll show McKinley and Micaiah. I was like, that is so sweet.
That is this is what's so funny is that is literally the sweetest thing.
It's so
and
sweet.
But if you are absent dad and you do that, don't.
Don't.
But that's
where the line stops.
Yeah, don't.
But it was just really, we had the best time. Like we just caught up. We drank. We didn't even get drunk, but we watched
Love After Lockup.
Uh-huh. They were all addicted. We watched just some of everything and just like, we just caught up. I really
you
enjoyed
stayed
it.
At Tierra's house, right?
Yeah, so she has like a 4-bedroom.
Oh my gosh.
And so we were all just staying in the different rooms. Me and Dawn were, she has like bunk beds, so we like stayed in there. And
why
just
does she have
up.
Bunk beds?
I don't know. Tierra just be doing stuff.
She's so country.
It was amazing though. I just was like, oh my gosh, I love like a girlfriend catch up, you
yeah.
know, and like it's been years since it was before the pandemic, probably. I think it was 2020 the last time
At
we
least.
Were all together, and so to be able to do it and to like celebrate this like major accomplishment
yeah,
for her,
awesome.
She's like single and you know, bought her
she
own
has a
house.
Boyfriend, but
well,
it's,
she, yes,
yeah.
but like that's her house,
So
it was an amazing time, and I had a great weekend only to leave North Carolina, and my original flight was delayed, and because I had a layover, they were like, you can't catch this flight because you're gonna miss your layover. So they had to rebook me, and they rebooked me to the layover was Salt Lake City, Utah, where it snows. And so they were like, yeah, but that airport is really good about snow. You should be able to get out. And then I get to Salt Lake and it's delayed.
Ugh.
And so I just was like, I hate hate layovers. I already hate low-key flying, especially if I'm flying by myself.
Yeah.
Like, I hate it. I need, like, people that I know and love to be with me. And so I was, and then they had upgraded me to comfort, but it was, like, a middle seat. And I was like, oh, girl, take me back to my window and main cabin if I'm going to be have to be in the middle. And then the man who was sitting next to me was smelly. He was so stanky. Oh, my gosh, he was so stank. And he was, like, a bigger dude. And so he was, like, I'm in the middle, so I know I'm not going to be able to, like, relax. Yeah. But, like, he was just being rude about the whole armrest situation. And he's already big. And his leg kept, like, crossing the line. Oh. And I'd be really particular about the line.
Yeah, that's a, it's a
Don't
property
cross
line.
The line.
No, it's a property line. You cannot. You're trespassing.
Yes. So I kept, like, adjusting my foot, my leg to, like, meet his at the line. So we were just like having
a tug of war,
a little tug of war. And I was like, I don't care. And let me tell you how ridiculous he was. He had a, you know, like the thing, what's his name? Thor, his little hammer.
Yes.
He had one of those, but it was like to drink out of. So he kept like unscrewing.
Obnoxious.
Oh my gosh.
He's
so obnoxious. He kept unscrewing the bottom and like drinking it.
Oh, sir.
I was like, you're annoying.
Go get on a train.
And then he accidentally played a video on his phone, but his
volume was up.
Yes. And it was a Trump video. And I was like,
oh my God. But that's on brand for everything you just
said. Oh my gosh. Yes.
It's on brand.
And then the entire flight, he kept laughing out loud. He was watching like Friends and he would be like, oh! And I was like, Jesus, you are testing
Ding!
Me.
Ding! This is my stop.
You are testing
Get,
me.
I need off.
Oh my gosh. It was so, I was tired. I was ready to go home. I hate layovers and I just hate flying. And that was my reminder.
That's going to be sitting next to someone who stinks.
And he was so stinky.
And he's crossing the barrier of once you're in your seat, that is your address for the duration of the flight. Do not cross over into my territory.
No. Oh, I was so mad. I wanted to fight that man. At one point, because I was like being annoying because he was like crossing my line, he like turned his whole body like aggressively this way and was like, but his like fat was a little bit like on the handle still. So I still put my arm there. Because I was like, I'm tired too. I'm petty too. We can do this the entire 2 hour flight.
This is terrible.
It was annoying. But anyway, overall, it was a great weekend. I enjoyed myself. A reel is coming on Instagram. You've got
mail. Make sure you tell Tierra's mama to send the kids gifts on Christmas,
Amen.
Easter,
Amen.
Thanksgiving,
I should, right?
Birthdays.
Well, no, she's so sweet. She was like, she called Tierra before they had come over, and she was like, had asked to speak to me there on FaceTime. She's like, Mel, I'm at Victoria's Secret Pink, and they have these pink bags. Do you want me to get you one?
Aww.
And I wanted to be like, no, ma'am. But I was like, yes, I love them.
Absolutely.
So she brought me this pink.
Clearly for college students.
Clearly for college. I feel like she low-key bought me one in college. And I was like, I am going to give this to McKinley. Amen. But that is so.
You got to give it to Mariah.
So sweet. Yes. It was just so. They're really, really. They're like born and raised. Well, actually, Georgia, but like North Carolina, they have been there for so long. So they're just really sweet, sweet people.
Oh,
it was
I love
awesome.
That.
So
that's
anyway.
Been fantastic.
Anyway.
All right.
All right.
And, Chaka Khan was over here being a 70-year-old black mama.
What did she say, though?
Okay. So I listened to the bit. And basically, low-key, she shaded everybody. Adele, Mary J., it sounded like she started to shade Beyonce, but then kind of backpedaled.
Beyonce?
Like she low. It sounded that way to me.
Okay.
But she fixed it. Okay. I will say she did fix it. She was like, you know, she got everything it takes to be a phenomenal singer. But it was that she got everything it takes.
Okay.
I was like, this feels like a little bit of shade, but whatever. You know, you're almost 70. The Mary J. Blige part, the funny thing about that is that she said that Mary J. sung her Sweet Thing song.
Oh, okay.
She said that girl was flat.
She said that?
But this the kicker. She said she told Mary that too.
You know what? I've had enough of these. I've had enough.
She said, you know, when the song came out, I said, well, what was you doing the night before? What time did you have to sing it? She said 8:00. She said you had to get up and sing it? Why would you do that? She said maybe if she was smoking crack and was up all night, it would have been different. But you have to get up and sing it? You was flat. So my thing was, all she did was tell us the conversation she had with Mary.
She wasn't talking behind that woman back at
That's
all.
That's what I'm saying.
mean? Like, oh, we're like kind of shocked, you know? But if she said it to, and best believe, I believe Shaka would have said it to Adele's face.
Amen.
And she would have said it to Beyonce's face.
I believe
face.
It too.
Like, girl, I said you got what it takes. You ain't there yet.
You just didn't do it that day.
Yeah, I'm 70. I've been in the game a long time.
I hate her for that.
She said she told her, you was flat.
I cannot believe that.
Why would you skip, basically? Why did the gist, okay? Why would you schedule your appointment to sing in the studio at 8 o'clock? That means you had to wake up.
And be ready to sing.
And be ready to get
and
your
you
vocals.
And you knew you wasn't finna be.
And you knew you couldn't do that. Why would you do that?
Child.
Now you're going to take the song that I wrote and do that. She said, somebody? She said she effed it up. This is what she says. The interviewer said, so you saying she effed it up. She said, I didn't say that. I may have said it behind closed doors.
Somebody says she's a shady woman. This is giving like shady.
I believe Aretha, Shaka, Patty.
Oh.
All are shady.
I believe that too.
But I believe they're shady in a way of that, you know, them old black that just ain't got no, they just say, and you be like, why would you say that to me?
Yes.
Why would you say that out loud to me? And it's like, what I say? It's the truth. Yeah, but don't say it
out
loud.
Don't say it out loud.
That's what I believe.
Listen, I'm going to tell this story, and Greg, you can turn off if you finna be offended. But this is, I low key want to be one of those black women when I get that age.
Do.
I'm finna tell y'all a story about Greg's mama. Listen.
Oh, she's the best.
I love her. She's the best.
She's the best.
But she's also the worst. I don't even know which one I was finna tell.
She got so many.
Which one was I just about to tell? She did the, somebody had a baby.
There we go.
With somebody who already had a baby. It was her nephew, her great nephew. He had gotten a girl pregnant who already had like 3 kids. And so she said at the baby shower, she was like, I asked, you know, because everybody was thinking it. But I just said, well, why would you have a baby with this girl who already has 3 babies? Why would you do that? And I was like, so then Greg's daddy said, you shouldn't have said that. You shouldn't have said that. Mm-mm. That was not your place to say that. And I, in those moments, right, I'd be like, I want to be able to have that kind of freedom in my life. Like,
me
at that
too.
Point, you live so long, I ain't got time to be cute.
I don't have the energy.
No. She came to my house one time, and I was trying to do something, and she said, you'll learn your way around the kitchen one day. And I was like, this is my damn kitchen. I know my way around it. Why would you insult me? You can go. You can literally go.
Why would she say that?
That woman be like... She not even black American. She's Jamaican.
That she's the
be
best.
Like, you can go.
That I promise you, Lord Jesus, let me have it. Oh, I want it so
I want to
bad.
Be able to. That's the freedom so that, like, man.
It only comes with age.
It only comes with
it,
age.
It literally only comes with age. That's freaking fantastic.
That woman say, you're going to learn your way
everyone
around the
was
kitchen.
Thinking it. Yeah, but we thought it, Miss Ma'am.
We thought it. We didn't
say it out loud. Why would you?
His dad was, you shouldn't have said that one right there. Nope, you should have kept that to yourself, that one right there. I was cracking up.
Oh, my God.
Anyway, good time. Good.
That's hysterical.
All right, miss. It was Aretha that said that.
Which one?
Mary J. It was Aretha who was saying that Mary J was flat.
No, it was Shaka.
Oh, Shaka.
Yeah.
See, in my head, they all merging because when you in that age group, you just say what you want and don't care about it.
Oh, my God. That's hysterical.
All right. Moving on.
Yes.
To Perfect Match.
All right.
I had, when me and Melissa took this trip, I harassed her.
And
then
did.
Melissa binged. I fell asleep. And she woke up like,
night.
Listen, I watched all those episodes.
I was up all night.
And so we are going to talk about the Perfect Match. Who you want to start with? Because I got all the names.
You can, wherever you want to start.
Okay, well, I'm going to start with, you know who I didn't add on here? Let me add on here, too. I want to start with Chase. Because
Chase.
People started, there were so, actually, here's my question. Who is the real villain? Who is the villain of the Perfect Match?
Me and Yehav were having this
conversation. Yes, Perfect Match is on Netflix.
I was like, who is the real villain? Okay, Francesca is a villain.
Yes.
Okay, but I think Chase was cast to be the villain,
if
that makes sense.
Yes.
But I think Francesca just ended up being a villain.
Okay.
The problem is, I also watch everything that happened after the fact.
Me too, girl. You've been on the TikToks.
Yeah, I've been on the TikTok. What's that girl's name that ended up with our softy man?
Georgia?
She the real villain.
You think so?
She broke that man's heart.
Oh.
Yeah, I think she broke that man's heart.
Oh, interesting.
But yeah, I think that Francesca's the villain, and I think Odu was cast to play the villain.
Okay.
You got a thought?
I think Francesca is the villain.
Mm-hmm.
Because
that's her personality.
It's a personality trait for her. This woman is evil.
Yes. You know, though, I have to ask myself, I've never watched her on whatever she was casted before.
Did
you?
Which was Too Hot to Handle.
Did you watch that?
Initially, yeah.
Do you remember her? Was she the same way?
Yeah.
Oh.
The problem, you know what it is? I mean, based on the standards of beauty, she's a pretty girl. She has dark hair.
Yeah.
She has this, and she's very sexual.
Yes.
And she's very, she is memorable.
Yeah.
And a lot of people are attracted to her. Which was evident even in the perfect match.
Yeah.
So I remember her from her show, and I think some of that played into why she was a villain on this show too. But go ahead.
I was trying to figure out, that's why I wanted to know if she played the same kind of role character, if that's just who she is, because I'm like, are you just strategic? Are you playing the game?
Mm.
Like, is it actually you, or are you playing the game? Because the other person, they never linked up, but if Will and Francesca would have matched up.
Oh, it would have been a problem.
It would have been a problem because Will from the Mole was very strategic.
Absolutely.
He is here to play a game. I'm not really here to fall in love with you.
No.
I'm not really here to da, da, da. I am here to win the money.
Absolutely.
And by any means necessary. And that's how Francesca kind of struck me. Yeah.
Absolutely. So I agree. She is if I had to name one villain, it would be Francesca.
Yeah, for sure.
The next villain is the casting team of this show. Because listen.
Agreed.
And it's the casting team, and then it's Bartiste, and then it's Dom, and then it's...
Wait, who was Dom?
Dom is the one who was crying over Francesca because she went with the other dude, and then she went with the girl.
The mold black dude.
All the black men on this show.
Yeah, I'm agree with that, Chuck.
Because listen, the only person who I think would have been attracted to Colony and Anne Sophie, who are beautiful women, out of the ones who were on the show, probably would have been Zay.
Yeah.
But he was sent home early, and actually Anne Sophie sent him because she decided to go with Bartiz's dumbass, who is another villain. I don't want him on the TV no more.
He needs
to go home.
No.
Stay home and shut up.
I don't want to see him ever again.
Ever again.
The difference between him and Chase to me is that Bartiz gaslights and manipulates.
Yes, he does.
That's what I don't like. Chase plays the game, but I feel like you can kind of be aware of it. I don't know. It's something about Bartiz specifically and how he plays that I'm just like, I don't like you.
Me either.
I don't like you as a person.
As a
person. I don't like you as a character. I don't want to see you. Just get off the television.
Please go.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't like him. Y'all right. She didn't choose Bartiz. She chose Chase, which was actually, and that pissed me off because Chase had went on a tour talking to every single woman.
Yeah, he did.
And then he finally gets to Anne Sophie and her self bought into it.
Yep.
And then he played her.
Yeah.
And
he was playing the game too, actually. The other thing about Bartiz that I realized, and I feel like I figured this out when he did it to the girl that ended up with Francesca.
Oh, yeah.
I can't think of her name,
but I know who you're talking about. She's bisexual.
Yes.
Like Sam.
Yes.
I
feel like he tries to intentionally go for women that he views as having like low self-esteem or something like that. Because he went to that one girl and was like, Inez, I built you up.
Yes.
You was over in the corner, broken down.
Yes.
I'm the one who came over here and built you and instilled all the self-esteem that you got inside of you.
Oh,
and
my God.
I was so happy. She was like, I take issue with that. That's not true at all.
Yes.
You may have caught me in a moment of weakness, but to build me up.
That ain't at all
what happened. Take two steps back. Because now this conversation done went left.
Yes.
I came over here on some nice stuff. We finna go back to
court. Absolutely.
Also, Inez, making it as far as she did, mm-hmm. and not one single solitary black woman, when essentially,
girl,
that was an issue for
girl.
Me. I noticed that right away.
Girl.
I noticed that
the fact
right away.
That Colony came in and left on the same day. Yep. The fact that on that date, Dom kept, you a strong black woman. You a strong woman. You make your own money. You got it. I could be a stay-at-home dad. And then as soon as they get, hey, Bartiz, hey, meet this woman
she's
a beautiful soul. Hey, yo. What? And all these other smoke shows, hot bodies, hot, beautiful. And then the black woman get beautiful soul, strong. I was like, who do I write the letter to?
Yeah, I was super annoyed by that. I was really, 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 really
disgusting.
Super annoyed.
Disgusting.
By that.
Don't cast black women to act like you have a diverse
yep.
show and that you have representation if you're not going to actually cast them with people that they can potentially make matches with. None of those men wanted black women.
None
and that's
of
the
them.
Reality.
Will got with who is the black woman he ended up with, but it was a play.
It was homegirl who's dude like
Diamond,
yep.
That was a play.
Yes.
It was not because pissed me off too because
me
she
too.
Was so late in the game. She
yes.
don't realize she's
don't
playing the game
know.
Or that he's playing the
yes.
game. So she's thinking, oh, he really got a thing for me. No. He don't.
Ugh. Ooh, no. That was so yeah. infuriating. I yeah. was so infuriated. Yeah. And then Dom needs to go to therapy.
Oh my God.
He got to go to counseling.
His baby.
That poor man was bawling his eyes out and then literally in love with Francesca's friend. And girl,
the way that man, I mean, cried his eyes out.
Cried.
And whispered in that girl's ear,
I love you. I love you.
The producers of the show are the only ones clapping. Please,
oh
Dom, give me more.
Give
because
me
you
more.
Are giving me everything that I need for a perfect reality TV show.
Disgusting.
Just fantastic.
And for why?
Ugh. And then Francesca left him, went to Damien, left him, went to old
girl. And then came back to Damien.
When she really messed up, she should have went to Will.
She really should have.
That's who she should have been
and
matched with.
And then at the end, Damien's like, will you be my girlfriend? Rose petal. I set up this room. And she's like, basically, no.
Which also, Damien, go find you a little white girl.
Hello.
I need you to stop messing with these. No, you don't have what it takes.
No, you don't. And that's what all the other dudes were low key like, that's not your type. And you know it's not your type, but you just gonna play into this. Okay, girl.
When he was with Gianna.
Oh, yeah. Just stop it.
And she played you like a fool
yes.
on TV.
Yes.
And low key, so did Francesca.
Yeah.
Sir, go find you somebody different.
Oh,
just,
my God.
Just find you somebody different.
Also, Shane.
Is the most annoying person.
He's
on
just
the
annoying as a person.
In the universe. Like, not just on this planet.
Why does he talk like that?
On all the planets.
He's so bro-ish. Like, what is this bro?
And his
mouth.
He's so.
Yeah.
He's so annoying.
I see you love me. You splash the water. It's humiliating.
Look at my calves. They're big. Bruh. If you don't go on somewhere, go. And then, Chloe's dumb. Everybody's dumb.
And Chloe.
Everybody's dumb.
First of all, her white boy is cute.
Her white boy was cute.
Like,
Mitchell.
Yes.
I was like, well, Mitchell is attractive, honey.
Why would you leave
for Shane?
Birkenskirt.
Oh, wait. The thing about Mitchell, though, because he's not American, the way he kept saying "furk it," I was like, you got to stop.
Oh, I thought it was because he didn't curse.
Oh, I thought it was, that's the way he said it, not being from America.
I don't know.
If you don't, you firk it, sir. You firk it. You go away. You're annoying me with this firk it. Please stop.
All of it was so.
He is a virgin, though.
He is a virgin. That's why I thought it was like religious reasons. Like he was a virgin. He didn't cuss. I don't know. I may have put that whole personality.
Oh, I may have made that up. I don't know, child.
I'm going to tell you what, though. Let me tell you the funniest thing about this whole situation. When Chloe left that man and went up to that room
and that splashed and came back from that. Yeah, I bet you if you call him right now, he's going to cry about it.
Hey, when he almost slipped.
That was sad.
This is what I came here for.
He was mad about it.
He couldn't let it go.
And
whatever girl came in and instigated that whole conversation, and I think I'm falling in love with you. And he was, and then you splashed the water. You did it on purpose. You was up there celebrating because I left.
This baby is hurt. He was sad about that. Wait, and then to talk, first of all, I thought that train wreck couple was going to win. The fact that Dom and Georgia won, I was like, girl, what?
Well, I don't know.
Why y'all did that? They've been together literally from day one. And then he proposed, so I was like, oh, they got it.
They definitely won.
Only to find out they ain't even together today.
They're not?
No. They didn't broke up.
The thing is, he was playing the game. She didn't know it. That's the problem with these whole shows, is that you want me to believe that these people are, because they were on a previous Netflix show, that they can find their perfect match together. No. I don't think, like, I think, obviously, they had prior history, chemistry, whatever, but I never believed he was as in it as she was. Mm. Like, she was willing to, like,
I agree.
Get it all, or give it all. And he was just like, I mean, I just kind of want to win this money.
Yeah.
And so I'm going to match with you. We're going to stay together and whatever. You know, toward the end, he was like, I don't really. And then it was just weird.
It was a lot. And then Nick, too. That's the other person.
He's the undercover F-boy?
He is the undercover F-boy. And he is an undercover F-boy.
Is he still with LC or whatever that girl's name is?
Oh, I didn't even look up his stuff. I doubt it, though, because he barely wanted to be with her on the show. Oh, that felt fake to me. He was like, I mean, you know, I'm going to talk to other people. And then when the other people didn't work out, he circled on back.
Yeah.
He went back to her.
Oh, no. Single couple was together. Yeah.
Actually, that is what I saw. Nobody was together.
I believe that. It wasn't given that any of them was going to be together.
Some of them said that some of the people on there, they said, have you looked at Chase's TikTok?
I did see something because I started looking up TikToks about them. They both got braids.
Okay, but I can't tell if he filters his stuff. He looks interesting now. You should look at him more recently. Really? Like on his TikToks, he looks like a different person.
Like he got work done? Or like he took the filter off?
It's very filtered, but it also looks like he got work done. It also looks like he just looks very different. It's interesting. He said he lost 25 or 30 pounds or something.
Oh.
But it seems like he got some work done and he looks different. He looks very different. It was kind of bizarre to be like, what? Who is this?
I wonder
dude?
Why did he lose weight? That he was in good shape.
No, he don't look that way no more.
That's so interesting. He was trying to be a all of them except for Nick and Damien. I think we're bros. Bartice want to be a bro.
Oh yes.
Chase want to be a bro. Yeah. What's his name?
Shane.
Shane is a bro.
Is a bro.
He is the president of the bro club.
Yep.
And that he would also, dear Netflix, don't cast him in no more shows till he go through therapy and heal.
Please.
From Love is Blind.
Yes.
Because he ain't ready.
That man, I got left at the altar. We saw it. We know.
He was not ready to find another love. Mm-mm. Chloe breathed wrong. And he was like, see, it's because I was left at the altar.
And you splashed the water on me.
And you splashed the water.
It was a lot. Right. We can talk. I'll be quick about Potomac. Only because I'm not done yet. So I got through most of part 3 for Potomac from last night. I told you I got in at 3 o'clock in the morning, so it was hard for me to try to finish. However, listen, Candace.
Oh.
I
think I read somewhere her husband's suing somebody.
Oh, really? From the show?
Uh-huh. I'm trying to remember what it was.
Oh, wait. Was it Ashley's husband?
You're right. It was Ashley's husband.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I really love a woman that can cut with words.
Mm-hmm.
I love it because I don't have that ability. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So I'm always like, yes. And so Candace has this ability to read like no one else.
Uh-huh.
And I love it because her points are valid until they're not. So sometimes she'll say something that is like, you are making a good, valid point, and you're using them in a way that like just further proves your point. And then she'll like undercut her point by being mean. It goes from like, yes, yes, yes. Ooh, girl, you had to say that part.
Got it.
You could have kept that last
Got
bit
it.
Because now it's just mean.
Got it.
And so that's what she was saying to, she said something to Robin. Was it Robin? Giselle, who was mad at her husband?
who said made her uncomfortable. No, it was Giselle.
It was Giselle.
Yes.
It was Giselle.
It was. And so she just like went too low when she was talking. She was good, and then dig. And so it just made me sad. But then she also brought up the point about colorism. Remember I was saying two, they had this colorism conversation. And she low-key brought it back where she was saying people, like women of darker complexions, right? Like many times women's complaints or their... when they say something has happened to them, like sexual harassment, sexual whatever, it's not always taken serious.
Yeah.
And even more so, it would be taken more serious for a white woman or someone of lighter skin complexion versus someone who is darker.
Yeah.
And they kind of ignored her point or acted as if it was invalid and like not a real thing. And that kind of, because I was like, well, if you guys just had this conversation, that was like some BS and very much fluff on the last episode about colorism, and she's bringing it back, they all just reacted and was like, don't do that, you need to think about what you're saying. Like, it was just a lot. I was very disappointed. It was annoying. They need a moderator. I agree. The reality is they need someone to facilitate that conversation because of their personal relationships with each other and the way that they feel about each other, even when making valid points, they can't hear it.
Yeah.
And Andy, because he is a white man,
so this is what
doesn't have the ability to contribute in a meaningful way.
Is Robin full black?
I don't know.
I only ask that because Giselle kind of doesn't get an excuse. If she is, which I believe she is, 100% black.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm like, Robin, if you're identifying, this is the unfortunate sad part.
Yes.
If you're identifying as black, but you're mixed and you are blinded by the fact that you don't understand colorism in that way.
Yeah.
But Giselle, girl,
yes.
You should be educated enough and aware, not even educated, you should be aware enough to have conversations surrounding colorism.
Yes.
Even as a lighter skin black person.
Yes.
Like, you should be able to have,
yes,
without it. And that's the part, I didn't watch it, so I don't know.
Yeah.
Okay, hold on. Yes, Rob. Okay, they said they're 100% black. Okay, they're saying she's full. Well, okay. The child, then that's worse. Yeah. I was low-key trying to give her a pass.
Oh, she said DNA test in season one showed Robin is, I believe, 70% European, although both of her parents her identify as black.
Okay, so both of her parents are black, she's black. I mean, I know her DNA may be different, but both of her parents are black.
Yeah.
Then, you know, she was raised black.
Yeah.
And I only asked that because I literally was trying to give her that pass,
yeah,
you know,
yeah,
like if one of her, especially if like her mom is white, uh-huh, like, you know, sometimes black mamas, you know, they'd be different. So I was trying to give her a pass, but now we got to circle back. Giselle is black. Robin is black. And y'all can't have meaningful conversations about colorism, about privilege, mm-hmm, about the fact that you guys are both beautiful women and the green-eyed bandits and all of these things. And you are not aware enough to have that convert, like, that's kind of that is disappointing.
Yep.
And I do, and I was going to say that too, like having someone who can almost educate them and facilitate or hear what Candace is saying and articulate it in a way for these other women to get it. But then, okay, maybe Candace isn't the right person, but old girl should be.
Who? Wendy?
Yes.
Yeah, and Wendy is the person who called Candace out, like, you need to be aware of what you're saying. We just have this conversation. Like, you, and Candace was like, I heard what I said. I hear you, but I heard what I said. Uh-huh.
Wait, Wendy was like telling her to back up off the point?
Yeah.
Really?
And I was like, oh.
Oh, I almost want to watch this now because that's, you know, really surprising.
The other layer that I don't know how it plays into it, but it has to be called out. Candace's husband is not black. So here you are having this conversation, right? And it's Giselle, who is lighter complected, your husband, who is not black, and then it just feels like a bunch of layers.
Mm.
And I don't know. I'm just so curious. If I was married to someone who wasn't black, it would play with my mind. Different situations, different things. I would be like, oh, you would just be more aware, conscious of, like. And so I don't know. I'm just so curious. I would love someone to facilitate that conversation because I just feel like that's another dynamic. That's another layer that, like, you have to talk about. And for Candace to be the person of this cast spearheading these conversations about colorism, meanwhile, she is married to a man who is light complected, not black.
I don't know. I don't know what it means. I don't know.
Well, child, I don't. I haven't watched, so I don't know enough to talk specifically about the show. But as much as this has come up surrounding the show, yes. I'm just really surprised that they didn't come more armed.
Well, but the cast, Andy had asked them, and the cast said no.
That they didn't want someone else to come.
They didn't want a facilitator.
So, yeah, then they should have come more armed yes. with information. Because no one's going to be mad at the person who is advocating, shedding light, educate, like doing the things that shed light on this and hears what the audience is saying.
Yeah, right.
Oh, that's too bad. Yeah. That's really too bad.
Mm. I just, let me not fix, but let me clarify what I'm saying, because I see the comment that you don't think her husband being white should add a layer. And it maybe it doesn't. And I'm not saying she can't speak on colorism simply because she's married to someone who right. is not black. I'm not saying that. I am saying that it is, I'd be curious to have just explore it further. I would love someone who is more educated than me and who understands and can articulate feelings and things about color. I would love someone to have the conversation. Obviously, I can't, and that's not my experience either. So I don't know. It is interesting to me, but you know, I'm not saying that she's wrong or that she can't have an opinion on colorism. I would never say that. She obviously she can.
Yeah,
so,
yeah. Anyway. And she's brown skin,
and she's absolutely brown skin.
She has
her own experiences, 100%.
Super interesting.
It was very, very interesting. And I only have like 10 minutes left, so I don't know what happens, you know, in these last 10 minutes. I doubt it'll be like much life changing.
Is that the end season finale?
It's the season finale. Okay. Her husband, thankfully, I kind of appreciate, he got loud at one point, because when he was talking to Giselle about like, yo, what did I do? And they were kind of having this like conversation about if there was an actual action that he did versus if the situation made her uncomfortable. And he was kind of hanging up on, what did I do that was inappropriate to you versus the fact that we went into your room. He says you invited me in. She says you said, let's go, whatever. Nobody was in there. The situation made her feel uncomfortable. And he was like, okay, so it made you feel that way, but I didn't. I think what he was getting at is, I didn't put my hands on you. I didn't touch you. I didn't say something to you that was like inappropriate. And the way that she has been wording it, or the way he felt she was wording it, was making him feel like he had done something.
Got it.
And she was like, no, I had of being in a closed room with a married man made me uncomfortable, because you happen to be that married man. The blame is essentially on you. So it's a mess, child.
I know, that's super layered too. Because yes. In some ways I'm like, well, I could see a world in which she's right. Like, you don't always have to do something for a situation to be uncomfortable.
Right.
You can catch vibes.
You can.
You can. At the same time, we could be wrong.
Yes.
And you could just feel uncomfortable. Meanwhile, he's just living his life.
He's just living his life.
So, and without us knowing, the other key component of the discomfort is, did I invite you or did you come?
Well, but also, as soon as she made mention to go check to leave the room, he left. And he also was like, yo, leave the door open, which I think they both agreed to, that he was like, leave the door open because I don't want nothing. I'm married too. I don't want no. So it's like, it seemed like both of the intentions were well in that moment. So it was an uncomfortable situation. And even if you wanted to present it to Candace, like, yo, this, just know this happened. But I think the way that you present it as if he did something is why the problem is,
got
is
it,
you
got
know,
it, got it.
Versus like, just so you know, we was in there. If anybody saw us, that was not what it was supposed to be. So it was, and she called him a
sneaky link.
She apologized. She said, I rewatched that back and that was not okay for me to say. I should have not said that. She did apologize.
Wait, she called her husband a sneaky link? Like he was trying to sneaky link with her?
Well, and remember, in addition to the whole hotel thing, when Ashley was like, he DM'd me, like, you should have came
that's
to the
right,
thing.
That's right,
and she
that's
was
right.
like, he's a sneaky link. And Candace was like,
You know, the other thing that's kind of, okay, yeah, he made her uncomfortable. Well, and I think that's what he was trying to do. If I made you uncomfortable, what did I do to make you uncomfortable? And listen, I'm not one, neither one of us, to be honest, not one to invalidate a woman or her experience.
Absolutely not.
At all.
Mm-hmm.
But when you have a he said, she said situation, it is hard. You just don't know. Mm-hmm. You just really don't know.
You don't know.
You just don't know. And a key component to me would be, did she say, come on back, no problem? Or did she turn around, you know, whatever the situation is, and he's in the room, then that is uncomfortable.
Yeah.
What are you doing in my room?
Yeah.
This is immediately, you've done nothing but step over the threshold into right. my dressing room.
Yeah.
I am now uncomfortable. That 100%.
Yeah.
If I invited you, then I think that's why his mind is like, you invited me, so what? Where did it go left?
Where did they go left?
I don't know. And I agree. Her saying it was a DM, I actually agree. Me and Mel had that conversation
yes,
too.
We did.
That her calling it a DM is not the same as responding, even though it comes in as a DM.
It comes in as a DM.
A DM has a very specific meaning and connotation that's different than just a reply to a.
Yes.
Then it, okay. Because that could also go a bunch of different ways. However, the way she worked, it's all about how you're making the story, how you're painting the picture.
Yeah.
That's what this is about. It's how you're painting the picture, how you're using the words to paint a picture and a narrative.
Yeah.
And I don't know.
It was a mess. I have.
Now she also admitted she likes to lie.
Giselle did? She did. I think she did. I don't know if she said, I like to lie. But she did kind of talk about. She will place stuff up and like she's on
like
a
that.
Show. She realizes she's on a show.
I don't like that.
So I think that is a, you know, all of that plays into.
Mm.
Oh, somebody said she's a producer on the show now. Oh, so she. So oh. then you understand storytelling in a reality, like you understand what it takes to. So maybe, I mean, we don't know, child.
You know, all of that just got super layered for me, so I'm just gonna exit.
Yes, we can exit.
The conversation, and the reason why is because suddenly her story is now painted differently.
Uh-huh.
Because she has an interest,
uh-huh.
and it's monetary.
That's true.
To have a storyline. To have drama
mm-hmm.
that's tied to her.
Yes.
So if I simply say I drank this drink versus, and it was so hot and my tongue burned and I went back up in the Starbucks and I had to throw, like all of a sudden, ooh, what happened, girl? Tell me more. Versus, oh yeah, it was all right. I mean, it was a little hot. Mm-hmm. Those are different stories. That's different.
That's
how
true.
I'm painting it is different.
That's true.
What happened is different. And it's going to have you leaving a little bit different of the perception of how hot this cup was based on those two scenarios.
That's true. In addition to whatever her history is, that may inform how she perceives a situation.
Which is true.
That could be, and it's going to be colored differently.
100%. We just talked about lenses the other day.
We just talked about lens. Whatever lens she puts, so if the first lens is producer,
mm-hmm.
if the second lens is, you know, cast member, and then the third one is whatever trauma or experience she has had with men, all of those lenses are now coloring
Absolutely.
The way this is happening.
100%.
And now we're not coming to an agreement of what actually happened.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I started listening to their little podcast too.
Oh yeah, you did.
I could not imagine. This is what we're gonna say. And we're gonna end. I could not imagine Giselle as a first lady.
It's kind of. I'm like, oh, how was she?
I am so intrigued to know how she was as a first lady.
Wait, tell me why though.
So specifically, her. Okay, everything that I've watched and the little bit of shows episodes that we watched, I just don't see it. But today, she said she went to Hampton with mm-hmm. her kids. And you remember the guy a few years ago that invented, it's an app, and it does the, like, shouting music in the background?
Mm.
Oh. Well, this guy apparently is the person that did the tour for her and her kids. They did a private tour, and he was the guy. So he played it for her, had her call Jamal, all these things.
Mm-hmm.
But the way she said, God is good. It sounded like it wasn't in her.
Uh-huh.
It sounded like she was. And so I was just like, huh, that didn't sound very like.
That's that you can't just join
yeah,
in. You got to be
I
born
was like,
in it.
It's not sounding like it's authentic to you. Like you grew up in it, that you get it. It was very like. You had heard it and you had just kind of did it. So I all of a sudden I was like, I just kind of wonder
interesting
what her Did she grow up churchy like that? Did she get churchy when she got married? I don't know her history. These are just questions.
Yeah, I don't know.
Did she grow up churchy, which makes, in the world that I imagined this, she didn't grow up churchy. She got churchy when she got with Jamal, was the first lady during that time, and then immediately exited post-divorce. These are all...
Assumptions. You're just speculating. Yes.
Yeah, just 100% speculation. I have no idea. She could have absolutely grew up in the church, and I could be totally off base. Yes. I have no idea. But that was the perception that I got.
Interesting.
Yeah,
I can imagine that, too. Mm-hmm. I'm like, girl... You say this at home in the mirror versus the rest of us. It just roll off the tongue. At home practicing how it's going to sound.
That's how it, I was like,
and that'd be the difference.
Huh. Yeah, thank you, girl. Allegedly. Okay? All right.
Come as you are.
Yeah, very.
Hilarious.
Their church was? Jamal Brand's church?
I don't know. Somebody said that and it made me laugh.
All right, y'all. That's it?
No, let me just quickly read this. What the Florida? I'm going to be quick. So the headline is not even a date. Somebody sent this to me in my DM. Actually, the date is Saturday, March 4th. So what is that? 2 days ago. The headline is Woman Calls for Sugar Daddy Mommy Appreciation Day at Zoning Board Meeting. So in Boca Raton, Florida, a woman made... Don't die right now, ma'am. Get it together. A woman made an unusual request during a meeting of the Boca Raton Planning and Zoning Board meeting Thursday night. Comes after there was a presentation related to a motion to approve an ordinance to amend city code, blah, blah, blah. And after that, the chairman asked the audience if anyone had any questions. And the woman stood up. She raised her hand. She walked to the microphone. And an elderly man with a cane walked behind her to the podium.
I'm going to raise my hand.
She identified herself as Ashley Cream.
Ashley Cream.
And she said the woman gave some numbers about how she believes Florida had the biggest per capita population of sugar daddies in the U.S., with Miami, Palm Beach, and Boca with the highest concentration of these aged benefactors. She said they're helpful to the economy. Sugar daddies, both gay and straight, and yes, even sugar mamas, are responsible for college educations, cars, homes, rents, jets, and the occasional body enhancement. She asked the board to decree a Sugar Daddy and Mommy Appreciation Day on March 10th. They responded and said that's a city council issue.
She was at the wrong meeting.
And then her and her man left the podium.
Somebody says she ain't wrong. Ma'am. Honestly, if you're married, can you still have? I just want to understand. I want my bills paid by somebody that's not me. I would love the opportunity for someone else. I would gladly participate in this Sugar Mama, Sugar Daddy.
Appreciation.
If give me something to appreciate. Here are my bills.
Here are my bills.
Take care of them.
Check your Twitter DMs. I'm sure they're in there. I have gotten so many Twitter DMs.
I don't
people,
even be on Twitter.
And they literally say, do you want a sugar daddy? No.
People are into...
Fetishes.
No. Fetishes are real.
And you can make money.
Did you ever listen to that podcast?
Which one?
The Dying for Sex?
No.
I'm not doing that. But she talks about... I think it's called... The poop fetish is called something like... Like a scat, fetish or something like that. Then pee is called wet play.
Oh.
Then
Young Miami says she like to be peed on.
By a puff daddy.
Yup.
I heard that.
Toes. People send toe pictures.
Yes.
People got fetishes with toes.
Yeah, it is called scat play. Okay.
Okay. Poop is too much. I'm not.
I'm trying to tell you she did all the things. Okay, she said, if you got a story, send it to admin at, it to admin at Kev on Stage. Oh my God, I want to know so bad. But don't make it super long so we can tell it.
Yes.
And we won't say your name, obviously.
No. Golden Showers, yes.
Okay.
Well, this was a great time.
She said, I listened to a pod of podcasts. It was very pot-ish.
Pot-ish?
It was. This is like when you're high. I don't know how we're here talking about scat play. It just went all everywhere.
It did.
No, I'm not yucking y'all yum.
No.
Mm-mm, you like it. I love it.
I don't love it, but that's your business. I believe in people. Back to Britney Spears. You see how we full circle?
Come on, somebody.
That's your business. I'm going to read about it, and then I'm going to be done. That's your business. Do what you want. Mind your business.
In the privacy of your own home with two consenting adults.
And don't put it on Instagram.
Have a great time. And also wash your face so we don't see your eyeliner from
yesterday.
And
your hands.
It's a lot happening.
Oh, All right, y'all. We've talked enough. Someone told us that we should go over an hour. We did.
We did today. I saw that too. They were like, sometimes it's fine for y'all to keep talking. Well, we did.
Well, we did. We're at hour 20. Love it. Thanks so much. Thank you. I hope you learned something. Probably didn't. That's okay too. We'll be back next week. Bye.